DW.
Every morning, the coastal town of Bengulla, otherwise quiet, springs to life with the hustle bustle of the fishing community trying to sell their latest catch. But for 2 years now, a small group of women is trying their hand at something new.
I had never even dreamt of rowing a boat. The men in my family went to catch fish in the boats, and we used to sell the catch in the local market. I would never really considered the possibility of rowing a boat.
A homemaker and fisherwoman, Sai Satardekar, is part of a 10-member self-help group in Bengulla, which conducts eco-friendly boat rides through the town's lush backwaters. This is significant because it is the first time women from the town's fishing community, who have very little formal education, have come together to scientifically understand the mangroves they have inherited and create awareness about preserving them.
We were very certain that we weren't capable of doing this. We were taught about the mangroves, its leaves, its flowers, its fruits, its roots. We were taught to identify them. We had to practice a lot. Today, you can ask any of us 10 women about these mangroves. We will be able to tell you about them in our sleep. There are 8 species here in Bengulla: Rhizophora mucronata, Soneratia alba, Excoceria agalocha, Candelia candle, Brugiera cylindrica. These are some of them. We can just look at the trees, just feel them and identify the species.
It was Shweta Hule's idea to work towards turning Bengulla into an eco-tourist destination, very different from India's party hub Goa, which sits just 100 kilometers south.
Yeah, namaskar.
With the help of the United Nations Development Program and the local mangrove cell, Hule brought together 9 women to be part of the first batch of tour guides under the Swamini Self-Help Group. It fell upon her husband Satish Hule, a deep sea fisherman, to teach the women to row from scratch.
The women were sure they couldn't do it, but I gave them the confidence and taught them how to row and how to steer the boat. I told them, I will teach you to row in not more than 8 days. After 15 days, I said to them, now I will not accompany you. You have to go in the waters by yourself. If there is a problem, just give me a call. They confidently went with the boat and came back safe. That made me very happy.
With 2 boats and 20 life jackets, the guides can accommodate 20 tourists. The one-hour ride costs less than 2 euros per person and offers a wealth of information about the local biodiversity. But what the women are most proud of is how much in sync with nature their project is.
Our boats don't have engines. We row our boats. That's why birds don't get scared and fly away when our boats come close to them. Our boats don't make a lot of noise. The birds are used to our presence. We don't disturb them. The water remains clean too, since we don't use motor fuel. The fish too are safe. Ours is an ecotourism project. It's sustainable.
The boat tours, however, depend entirely on tourist inflow, especially with mangrove biodiversity being such a niche interest.
There are some days when there are no rides for 15 days at a stretch. So to supplement this income, our women's self-help group makes spice mixes, pickles, sweets and savouries. We deposit the money we receive from our rides in the bank and withdraw it at the end of the year and distribute it equally among ourselves.
When we started rowing our boats, our neighbors used to say, these women will work for 8 days, and on the ninth day, when their bodies start to ache, they will refuse to go. When we went for the first time, it's true, our bodies hurt, our hands hurt, but we were determined to be successful.
The Swamini women have ferried over 2,500 tourists since they started out in 2017. And they don't intend to stop anytime soon.
Women can do anything, and very easily. People used to think that women don't amount to much. Today, women are so far ahead that they can do anything. If you ever feel there is something you can't do, don't think like that. Just try it out once. Nothing is impossible.
DW.